Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. God is moving mightily in the Church of Jerusalem. People are being healed and many new followers are filling their ranks daily. Welcome to my series, Peter and Acts. Today, a great fear strikes the church in Jerusalem. Peter was leading the church in Jerusalem, and it was growing quickly. Everyone was sharing their lives and possessions, fellowshipping house to house. The entire congregation who believed were of one heart and soul, and not one of them claimed anything belonged to them, but all things were held in common among them. There was not a needy person found among them. A couple, Ananias and Sapphira, sold a piece of property to donate it to the cause. Afterwards, they had a change of heart of giving all the money to the church and decided only to give part of the proceeds, but agreed to tell everyone that they were donating all the money of the sale of the property to the church. Just a little white lie. Peter called Ananias to come before the leadership. As he walked in, Peter asked him, "Why has Satan filled your heart, and you lied to the Holy Spirit? While the land and money was yours, you could do anything you wanted with it. But instead, you lied to God when you claimed to give the entire selling price of the land." When Peter finished his sentence, Ananias fell dead to the ground. A few young men got up, covering him up, and carried out the body to be buried. Shortly after 3 hours, Ananias' wife arrived. Peter asked if they had donated the full selling price of the land of the church. She stated clearly that they had. She too fell to the ground, following in her husband's footsteps. A great fear came upon the church. Peter is leading the first church after Jesus' death and resurrection. We see God moving in fantastic ways, changing people's lives, but the holiness of God will not be blemished by lying to the Holy Spirit. The power of God will not be stopped, even by the high priest in the Jewish temple, as we'll find out in our next story. I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.